This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Witz. Most people in Australia believe that God exists. That's a simple enough statement, isn't it? And I have a feeling that if a survey was taken, I think the vast majority of people would say, yeah, I believe that God exists. And everywhere you go in the world, you'd find the same response. But here's another question. How do you know that God exists? How would you answer that question if you were asked by your best friend, for example? Did you grow up believing in God, or do you need more convincing? Well, maybe you're not sure. Maybe you'd like to think about it. It was a French philosopher and skeptic whose name was Voltaire. And he once said, if there were no God, it would be necessary for man to invent one. So is God wishful thinking, or is it reality? No one has seen God, yet the Bible makes a profound statement about the reality of God. And this is what it is. It's Genesis 1 verse 1, the very first verse of the Bible. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I think those words are the most important words in the Bible, because those words, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, that gives the basis for all that follows. Before anything else was, God is. But there's lots of questions in our program this morning. How can we prove God? Can we use logic or reason? Psalm 19 verse 1 says, how clearly the sky reveals God's glory, how plainly it shows what he has done. And in Romans 1 verse 20 from the New Testament says, ever since God created the world, his invisible qualities, both his eternal power and his divine nature, have been clearly seen. They are perceived in the things that God has made. That's Romans 1 verse 20. And many scientists believe in a supernatural creator, an eternal and powerful God who created the universe. And as you think about it, everything works in harmony. There are universal laws. You know, the world turns, we have night and day, the earth orbits the sun, and we have the seasons. And so what I'm saying today is that the truth is here, that God has his fingerprints all over the universe. The heavens declare the glory of God. And if we're open-minded, there's much in science to give evidence that there is a creator God. The Bible itself says, find out for yourself how good the Lord is. That's Psalm 34 verse 8. So no matter how much this is explained, some people, of course, will refuse to believe in God. God's invisible, they say. You can't see him. Well, can I suggest that you can't see an atom? But you ask any survivor of Hiroshima or Nagasaki, and they'll tell you about the effect of an atom. You can't see love, but love certainly has an effect. Ask someone who is in love. And other people deny there is a God because it makes them feel better about themselves. No God, they say, well, there's no accountability. It doesn't really worry me. If God doesn't exist, they say, then, well, we don't have to answer to God. Now, the last thing I want to say about this is that many people have a personal knowledge of God, or they have a personal experience of God. And this is where, as they say, the rubber hits the road. By experiencing God for ourselves, we know that he does exist. And this is all about faith. Faith is the key that unlocks the door to God. In Hebrews, we read, he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So to experience God, we must act on that inner knowledge that he exists. So open your heart. If you're having trouble believing in God, open your heart to him. Believe in him. Now, I can assure you, this is not a fairy story to make you feel good. It's inviting God into your life. And as you open your heart to him, he comes close and he enters your life. And there are millions of people in the world today who'll say this today, that they've found a living God. He makes a difference in their lives. They talk to God. And really, without him, life has very little meaning, because God offers the keys to eternal life and to life as it is today. Well, Heavenly Father, we find ourselves turning around and wondering sometimes, Lord, what life's all about. We hear voices, but we know that as we keep our hearts focused on you, we know that you come into our lives, you show us the path to life, and we know, Lord, that as we trust in you through faith, all things work out, and that gives us a great sense of joy and satisfaction. And we thank you, dear Lord, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.